Coach General Manager Andrew Milne from the Canmore Eagles. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Good. Great to have you back on air. I guess it's been a few months here, but now we're getting back at it here. The Canmore Eagles preseason began earlier this week. How's it been going so far?
You know, it's been going great. We're happy with the camp. We're happy with where we're at and the development of the players that were veteran players and the young guys that we brought in. We thought showed really well, and we're excited, you know, to get them to be a part of our hockey club as we move forward.
Well, I think the biggest question is between the pipes with Ryan Ferguson leaving, Levi Nelson not coming back. What are the prospects looking like there?
We've had some good goalies in camp, and right now we're left with two guys here in Clark Flagel, who's a 97 kid out of Saskatchewan that played in the TELUS Cup last year with the Pac Canadians, and Hunter Verostek, a guy that's played here in Alberta, midget double A, and he played in Olds the other night and made 45 stops and played last night and stopped all of his. So he's been really good, and so far we're pretty happy with the young guys we've got in goal.
We've also had some players age out, as well as guys like Connor Wilson and Riley Risling who aren't coming back. So who are you looking to really step up to the plate and sort of be leaders on the team this year?
I like the group of older guys we have with, you know, Lane Olsen and Kurt Hildebrand and Matt Forchuk, Kyle Pauls. You know, those are guys that have been around a while. And Logan Ferguson, although he's only 18, he's been able to really jump his game up to the next level last year and put himself in a good spot. And, you know, our back end is pretty strong, we think, with the four returning guys we have. So I think we've got a great core group of guys. They're going to be able to lead this team in the right direction.
What about newcomers to the team? Are there any prospects that are looking pretty hot in preseason action or in the camps?
Yeah, you know, we recruited a couple players out of the Kimberley team in the KIJHL in Braden Seretsky and Coy Prevo. Two guys that have been, you know, great for us at camp. They had phenomenal years last year, winning everything. Both guys are veteran guys with a lot of experience. Two different types of players. You know, one's a highly skilled, really methodical player, and the other guy is a workhorse, and Prevost just continues to work for the whole 60 minutes.
From a coaching perspective, what's it going to be like for you tonight? I mean, how are you going to manage the rosters, and what are you looking for?
Well, it's still our last exhibition game before we get underway, so, you know, we've got a bit of a combination. We still like to give some guys some time to evaluate or show their stuff so we can make proper evaluations as we move forward, but, you know, we also want to start to get some chemistry together with our lines and some of our veteran players with some of our rookies, and so we'll be looking for a pretty well-blended lineup with a lot of veteran presence and hopefully some continuity between some of the rookies that have played together for a couple games now, and they can start to form pretty good relationships.
Fantastic. Canmore Eagles preseason action tonight at the Rec Center, taking on the Canucks at 7 o'clock. The public most certainly welcome. Tickets just $10. The Eagles Nest Lounge will be open and should be a great little sneak peek at this year's Canmore Eagles team before the big season opener a week from today. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.